question. What is the ruling of planting trees upon the graves? وفي السؤال الخامس يقول ما حكم غرس الأشجار على القبور؟
جاء في الصحيحين من حديث عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مر بقبرين فأخذ جريدة رطبة فشقها نصفين ثم وضعها على القبرين ثم قال لعله أن يخفف عنهما ما لم يلبسا. وهذا كان بالوحي، ففي الحديث نفسه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنهما لا يعذبان وما يعذبان بكبير، وفي رواية بلى إنه لكبير، أما أحدهما فكان يمشي بين الناس بالنميمة وأما الآخر فكان لا يستبرئ من البول. ثم أخذ هذه الجريدة شقها نصفين وغرس على كل قبر منها جريدة. وهذا الفعل من خصائص النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سمعت من كونهما يعذبان في قبورهما، وكون النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعل ذلك قال إنهما لا يعذبان وما يعذبان في كبير، فهذا من خصائصه ولا يشرع فعل ذلك، بل هو من المحدثات أن يغرز على القبر شيء من هذه الأشجار ويقول لعله يخفف عنهما أو عنهما لم يبس، فما يدريك أنه معذب صاحب القبر، ما يدريك أنه معذب، هذا يحتاج إلى الغيب والوحي، والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان ينزل عليه الوحي. وزد على ذلك ورد عن حذيفة عن بريدة يعني أنه فعل هذا وهو اجتهاد منه رضي الله عنه، وهو اجتهاد منه ولم يفعله كبار الصحابة بل كل الصحابة لم يفعلوا ذلك، فهذا اجتهاد منه خالف الدليل، والواجب ترك ذلك. والدعاء للمسلمين والمسلمات أحياء منه الأموات، وإذا مر بالقبور قال الدعاء المأثور السلام عليكم من المؤمنين أنتم السابقون إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون، ويدعو لهم سواء كان يعرف صاحب القبر أو لا يعرفه. وأما هذا الفعل فلا، وقد توفي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم يغرز أحد على قبره معين الصحابة ولا على قبر أبي بكر ولا عمر ولا على قبر أحد ممن سواء قيل أنه صاحب القبر يعذب للتخفيف أو غير التخفيف، أو لغير التخفيف أن توضع شجرة على قبر الميت للزينة أو لغير ذلك، كل هذا من المحدثات فلم يفعله الصحابة رضي الله عنهم، إنما هو من خصائص النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى وسلم.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he responded by saying, it is reported in the Sahihain on the authority of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he passed by a grave. Then he took a branch which was moist, meaning that it wasn't a dry branch. Then he took it and he broke it into two pieces and he planted each branch on one of the graves. Then he said, the punishment shall be lightened upon them as long as they don't dry. The branches as long as they don't dry. And he said this action of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was based upon revelation which was given to him. And in the hadith itself, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذَّبَانَ Verily, them too, they are being punished. And they're not being punished for something which is major. And in another narration, rather, it was something which is major. Then he took the branches and he broke them in half and he put each wet branch on a grave. So he said that this action is from that which is specific to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being that these two people who were being punished, he said that they were being punished, and this is something which was specific to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he based upon revelation. So this is not something which is legislated for everyone. And doing this type of action, it is something from the newly invented matters, if he does so. Being that the person going and planting a branch on a grave and saying that maybe they shall be forgiven and so on, then this is something which is in need of wahi, it is in need of revelation. And he went on to say that in addition to this, it has been reported that Buraydah radiallahu anhu, he did this action, meaning that he placed some branches upon the grave. However, this is an ijtihad which he practiced. The major Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they were not in agreement with this. They were not in agreement with this action. So he said what is wajib is for the person to leave off this type of action. It is wajib upon him to stay away from this. And what is legislated is for the person to make dua for his brothers from the Muslims, whether he knows them or not. If he passes by the grave, he makes dua for the people who are in the grave, with the hadith which has been reported in this matter. He also added to this that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he died, this was not done for him. Yani trees or so on, or branches, they were not placed upon his grave. Likewise, Abu Bakr and Umar and so on and so forth, from the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said that this is an error, whether it is done for the reason of beautification or otherwise, then this is something which is an error, and it remains to be something which is from the khasais, from that which is specific to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the sixth question